USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the reason the United States has more coronavirus cases is because the country has more advanced testing capabilities. During his rally on Saturday, the president jokingly said that he told health officials to slow down the rate of testing as the numbers continue to climb. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the president's comments at the White House briefing on Monday.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day. $1.8 billion is invested in NIH to find new testing capabilities. Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in fact.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, is upholding a Security and Exchange Commission's practice that allows the agency to seize illegal profits from wrongdoers and use that as restitution to any victims who were defrauded. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Both Democrats and Republicans are ticked off at a former national security advisor and his new book that's set to release on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the Fulton County District Attorney should recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case. Congressman Collins making the comments over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Telecommunication companies are setting the stage for 5G's long-awaited rollout, but it could take a lot of time for customers to notice the difference. As far as what you will be noticing, though, Brian Cooley is an editor at CNET. He tells CBS News,
the idea here, a lot of people have said, wait a minute, 5G sounds pretty good, but my 4G connection works really well. This isn't like the appetite we had to go from 3G to 4G. That was a pain point we were trying to solve. Most of us are saying, do I need much more speed? In fact, 5G is going to allow things like connected cars to truly connect to things around them. It's going to allow augmented reality to be something that really works in our handheld devices, where right now it doesn't really. It's also going to allow a whole lot of remote medical things and scenarios to happen. These are all things we don't do today or don't do well. We will do and do well tomorrow.
Cooley also says we can expect a slow rollout of 5G. Delta is the first U.S. airline to begin service to China after flights were halted in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Atlanta-based carrier says they will resume flights between Seattle and Shanghai on June 25th. The service will begin with two flights per week. United Airlines is also looking to restart their service to China soon. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.